In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful. Tasneem. These are the signs of the manifest book. We relate to you truly some of the account of Moses and Pharaoh for a people who have faith. Indeed, Pharaoh domineered in the land, reducing its people into factions, abasing one group of them, slaughtering their sons and sparing their women. Indeed, he was one of the agents of corruption. And we desired to show favor to those who were abased in the land, and to make them imams, and to make them the heirs, and to establish them in the land, and to show Pharaoh and Haman and their hosts from them that of which they were apprehensive. We revealed to Moses' mother, saying, Nurse him. Then when you fear for him, cast him into the river, and do not fear or grieve, for we will restore him to you, and make him one of the apostles. Then Pharaoh's kinsmen picked him up, that he might be to them an enemy and the cause of grief. Indeed, Pharaoh and Haman and their hosts were iniquitous. Pharaoh's wife said to Pharaoh, This infant will be a source of comfort to me and to you. Do not kill him. Maybe he will benefit us, or we will adopt him as a son. And they were not aware. The heart of Moses' mother became desolate, and indeed she was about to divulge it, had we not fortified her heart so that she might have faith in Allah's promise. She said to his sister, Follow him. So she watched him from a distance while they were not aware. We had forbidden him to be suckled by any nurse since before. So she said, Shall I show you a household that will take care of him for you and will be his well-wishers? Thus, we restored him to his mother so that she might be comforted and not grieve, and that she might know that Allah's promise is true, but most of them do not know. When he came of age and became fully matured, we gave him judgment and knowledge, and thus do we reward the virtuous. One day he entered the city at a time when its people dwelt in distraction. He found there two men fighting, this one from among his followers, and that one from his enemies. The one who was from his followers sought his help against him who was from his enemies. So Moses hit him with his fist, whereupon he expired. He said, This is of Satan's doing. Indeed, he is an enemy manifestly misguiding. He said, My Lord, I have wronged myself. Forgive me. So he forgave him. Indeed, he is the all-forgiving, the all-merciful. He said, My Lord, as you have blessed me, I will never be a supporter of the guilty. He rose at dawn in the city, fearful and vigilant, when behold, the one who had sought his help the day before shouted for his help once again. Moses said to him, You are indeed manifestly perverse. But when he wanted to strike him who was an enemy of both of them, he said, Moses, do you want to kill me, just like the one you killed yesterday? You just want to be a tyrant in the land, and you do not desire to be of those who bring about reform. And there came a man from the city outskirts hurrying. He said, Moses, the elite are indeed conspiring to kill you. So leave, I am indeed your well-wisher. So he left the city fearful and vigilant. He said, My Lord, deliver me from the wrongdoing lot. And when he turned his face toward Midian, he said, Maybe my Lord will show me the right way. When he arrived at the well of Midian, he found there a throng of people watering their flocks, and he found besides them two women holding back their flock. He said, What is your business? They said, We do not water our flock until the shepherds have driven out their flocks, and our father is an aged man. So he watered their flock for them. Then he withdrew toward the shade and said, My Lord, I am indeed in need of any good you may send down to me. Then one of the two women approached him, walking bashfully. She said, Indeed, my father invites you to pay you the wages for watering our flock for us. So when he came to him and recounted the story to him, he said, Do not be afraid. You have been delivered from the wrongdoing lot. One of the two women said, Father, hire him. Indeed, the best you can hire is a powerful and trustworthy man. He said, Indeed, I desire to marry you to one of these two daughters of mine, on condition that you hire yourself to me for 8 years, and if you complete 10, that will be up to you, and I do not want to be hard on you. God willing, you will find me to be one of the righteous. He said, This will be by consent between you and me. Whichever of the two terms I complete, there shall be no reprisal against me, and Allah is witness over what we say. So when Moses completed the term and set out with his family, he descried a fire on the side of the mountain. He said to his family, "Wait, indeed I descry a fire. Maybe I will bring you some news from it, or a brand of fire, so that you may warm yourselves." When he approached it, he was called from the right bank of the valley, at the blessed spot from the tree, "Moses, indeed I am Allah, the Lord of all the worlds." And, "Row down your staff." And when he saw it wriggling as if it were a snake, he turned his back to flee without looking back. "Moses, come forward and do not be afraid. Indeed, you are safe. Insert your hand into your bosom. It will emerge white without any fault, and keep your arms drawn in awe to your sides. These shall be two proofs from your Lord to Pharaoh and his elite. They are indeed a transgressing lot." He said, "My Lord, indeed I have killed one of their men, so I fear they will kill me. Aaron, my brother, he is more eloquent than me in speech, so send him with me as a helper to confirm me, for I fear that they will impugn me." He said, "We will strengthen your arm by means of your brother, and invest both of you with such authority that they will not touch you. With the help of our signs, you two, and those who follow the two of you, shall be the victors." When Moses brought them our manifest signs, they said, "This is nothing but concocted magic. We never heard of such a thing among our forefathers." Moses said, "My Lord knows best who brings guidance from him, and in whose favor the outcome of that abode will be. The wrongdoers will not be felicitous." Pharaoh said, "O members of the elite, I do not know of any god that you may have other than me. Haman, light for me a fire over clay, and build me a tower so that I may take a look at Moses' god, and indeed I consider him to be a liar." He and his hosts acted arrogantly in the land unduly, and thought they would not be brought back to us. So we seized him and his hosts and threw them into the sea. So observe how was the fate of the wrongdoers. We made them leaders who invite to the fire, and on the day of resurrection they will not receive any help. We made a curse pursue them in this world, and on the day of resurrection they will be among the disfigured. Certainly we gave Moses the book after we had destroyed the former generations, as a set of eye-openers for mankind, and as guidance and mercy, so that they may take admonition. You were not on the western side when we revealed the commandments to Moses, nor were you among the witnesses. But we brought forth other generations, and time took its toll on them, and you did not dwell among the people of Midian, reciting to them our signs, but it is we who are the senders of the apostles. And you were not on the side of the mount when we called out to Moses, but we have sent you as a mercy from your Lord, that you may warn a people to whom there did not come any warner before you, so that they may take admonition. And lest, should an affliction visit them because of what their hands have sent ahead, they should say, "Our Lord, why did you not send us an apostle, so that we might have followed your signs and been among the faithful?" But when there came to them the truth from us, they said, "Why has he not been given the like of what Moses was given?" Did they not disbelieve what Moses was given before, and said, "Two magicians abetting each other," and said, "Indeed we disbelieve both of them"? Say, "Then bring some book from Allah better in guidance than the two, so that I may follow it, should you be truthful." Then if they do not respond to your summons, know that they only follow their desires. And who is more astray than him who follows his desires without any guidance from Allah? Indeed, Allah does not guide the wrongdoing lot. Certainly we have concatenated the word for them, so that they may take admonition. Those to whom we gave the book before it are the ones who believe in it. And when it is recited to them, they say, "We believe in it. It is indeed the truth from our Lord. Indeed, we were Muslims even before it came." Those will be given their reward two times for their patience. They repel evil conduct with good and spend out of what we have provided them. And when they hear vain talk, they avoid it and say, "Our deeds belong to us, and your deeds belong to you. Peace be to you. We do not court the ignorant." You cannot guide whomever you wish, but it is Allah who guides whomever He wishes, and he knows best those who are guided. They say, should we follow the guidance with you, we will be dispossessed of our territory. Did we not establish a secure sanctuary for them where fruits of all kinds are brought as a provision from us? But most of them do not know. How many a town we have destroyed that transgressed in its lifestyle? There lie their dwellings uninhabited, after them except by a few, and we were the sole inheritors. Your Lord would not destroy the towns until he had raised an apostle in their mother city to recite to them our signs. We would never destroy the towns except when their people were wrongdoers. Whatever things you have been given are only the wares of the life of this world and its glitter, and what is with Allah is better and more lasting. Will you not apply reason? Is he to whom we have given a good promise, which he will receive, like him whom we have provided the wares of the life of this world, but who will be arraigned on the day of resurrection? The day he will call out to them and say, where are my partners that you used to claim? Those against whom the word had become due will say, our Lord, these are the ones who perverted us. We perverted them as we were perverse ourselves. We plead for non-liability before you. It was not us that they worshipped. It will be said, invoke your partners. So they will invoke them, but they will not respond to them, and they will cite the punishment, wishing they had followed guidance. The day he will call out to them and say, what response did you give to the apostles? The news that day shall be blacked out for them, so they will not question one another. As for him who repents and develops faith and acts righteously, maybe he will be among the felicitous. Your Lord creates whatever he wishes and chooses. They have no choice. Immaculate is Allah and exalted above having any partners they ascribe to him. Your Lord knows whatever their breasts conceal and whatever they disclose. He is Allah. There is no God except Him. All praise belongs to Him in this world and the hereafter. All judgment belongs to Him, and to Him you will be brought back. Say, tell me if Allah were to make the night perpetual over you until the day of resurrection, what God other than Allah could bring you light? Will you not then listen? Say, tell me, if Allah were to make the day perpetual over you until the day of resurrection, what God other than Allah could bring you night wherein you could rest? Will you not then perceive? Out of His mercy, He has made for you the night and the day that you may rest therein, and that you may seek from His grace, and so that you may give thanks. The day He will call out to them and say, where are my partners that you used to claim? We shall draw from every nation a witness and say, produce your evidence. Then they will know that all reality belongs to Allah, and what they used to fabricate will forsake them. Korah indeed belonged to the people of Moses, but he bullied them. We had given him so much treasures that their keys indeed proved heavy for a band of stalwarts. When his people said to him, do not exult, indeed Allah does not like the exultant. By the means of what Allah has given you, seek the abode of the hereafter, while not forgetting your share of this world. Be good to others, just as Allah has been good to you, and do not try to cause corruption in the land. Indeed, Allah does not like the agents of corruption. He said, I have indeed been given all this because of the knowledge that I have. Did he not know that Allah had already destroyed before him some of the generations who were more powerful than him and greater in amassing wealth? The guilty will not be questioned about their sins. So he emerged before his people in his finery. Those who desired the life of the world said, we wish we had like what Korah has been given. Indeed, he is greatly fortunate. Those who were given knowledge said, woe to you! Allah's reward is better for someone who has faith and acts righteously, and no one will receive it except the patient. So we caused the earth to swallow him and his house, and he had no party that might protect him from Allah, nor could he rescue himself. By dawn, those who longed to be in his place the day before were saying, do you not see that Allah expands the provision for whomever He wishes of His servants and tightens it? Had Allah not shown us favor, He might have made the earth swallow us too. Do you not see that the faithless are not felicitous? This is the abode of the hereafter, which we shall grant to those who do not desire to domineer in the earth, nor to cause corruption, and the outcome will be in favor of the God-wary. Whoever brings virtue shall receive a reward better than it, but whoever brings vice, those who commit misdeeds, shall not be requited, except for what they used to do. Indeed, he who has revealed to you the Qur'an will surely restore you to the place of return. Say, My Lord knows best him who brings guidance, and him who is in manifest error. You did not expect that the book would be delivered to you, but it was a mercy from your Lord, so do not be ever an advocate of the faithless. Do not ever let them bar you from Allah's signs after they have been sent down to you. Invite to your Lord, and never be one of the polytheists. And do not invoke another god besides Allah. There is no god except Him. Everything is to perish except His face. All judgment belongs to Him, and to Him you will be brought back.